This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
So, we've got a great mate debate between Daniel and Sheena, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of details about this, so we're all going to learn at the same time. I think it has to do with swimmers or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, like male.
His stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Daniel and Sheena, and I believe Daniel's going first. Daniel?
Yay.
Yay.
Tell us what's going on. What brings you to great mate debate?
Hey, so, yeah, I mean, we're having, me and my wife are having a, this big kind of issue we can kind of go back and forth about. So we've been married for a few years. We've got two kids, 3 and 5, two beautiful girls. And like, we're, you know, our family is awesome and it's really great. And I've got this friend of mine, and he and his wife have been trying for a couple of years now. And they haven't quite like been able, like, you know, to get pregnant. So they couldn't quite figure out what was going on. And they went in and they had some, like, they do, like, those tests and things, right?
Right.
Yeah. And it turns out, like, his swimmers aren't, you know, so good.
Okay.
So he actually talked to me and he was like, hey, man, like, would you mind, like, being, like, a donor for me?
Oh, no.
And, you know, like, it was, like, a split, you know, second, like, decision. I was like, absolutely. Like, that's, like, my buddy from college. And I was, like, I would give him like a kidney. Like he asked for like a swimmer donation.
Like, that's not that hard.
Oh, okay.
No, right? And so I went home and like I told my wife about it, Sheena, and yo, man, she blew up.
Well, let's get her side. Why, Sheena? Are you there?
Yay.
Why is why don't you?
What a thing to be blindsided by, too.
It's a weird request, but they're friends. So why does this upset you so?
I too am friends with them. You know, we go on couples dates all the time or whatever, and we hang out with them. And just think about, so my husband has some very strong genes, and so my two little girls, they very much look like each other. Like, one's just a little bit taller than the other one, but like if my 3-year-olds were a little taller, they could be twins.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking about, we hang out with our friends all the time, and if they had a little kid who looked like my daughters, is it a half sister? Like, what is going on?
I never thought of it.
It's just really confusing and very much like, well, this is our family. This is our, you know, genetics. So I don't know why they don't just go to a sperm bank or, you know, whatever.
Right.
I just think it's a really insane ask to ask your friend to donate their sperm when we are together all the time. And I just, another little child walking around who looks like our child.
Dang. But I never thought of that.
That wouldn't make you... do you think you just couldn't disconnect from it? Because if it looked like your kids, you'd be like, what if they were parenting it wrong?
You'd be swooping.
You was like, wait a minute, that's half our kid.
You kind of, right? That's
no, I kind of see what you're saying, but Sheena, isn't that an honor? If they asked you to be a surrogate mom, would you say no?
That's different because it's not using my actual egg.
Yeah.
It's just using my ovary.
Oh,
like, and my body to birth the child. They would put the sperm and the egg together. It's science, honey. And that's how that works. But it's a part of you going into their child. They would put your sperm into Cindy's egg.
Yeah.
and then you guys would be making a child together. Not in the, you know, marital way, but
still,
you're still making a kid together.
Mixing up his DNA with your bestie's girlfriend's DNA. Yeah.
So, Daniel, your main, could you think you could disconnect from this?
I mean, yeah. I would definitely look at those kids, like, be proud of it, but, you know, I that's, like, something I'm giving to him, you know, and you're releasing that. You know,
But when that little baby is born, don't you think you're going to want to be like, oh, I'm going to be, and then like, you'll be the godfather or whatever, but it's actually your child. Like it is too weird. It is too much out of like a horror story or like some weird science tale of the crypt, whatever that show's called.
I mean, but like, but this way, like it helps ensure that, you know, they're going to have like a healthy baby. It's going to, you know, have some genetics and some interactions that they're looking for,
but when so it wouldn't be as much of a risk they for list them. All that stuff they list whether how tall that person is, what color eyes they are, what genetics they have. Sperm banks don't give cruddy sperm to people.
Yeah, but you don't get to actually see. It's still when you go to a swimmer bank, it says this guy's a doctor, he's 6'6", blah blah blah, but you don't get to see evidence of what his offspring looks like. They're looking at your kids and saying, I mean, I don't want to compare it to horses, but there's a reason why you go, I want my next horse to be bred from this stock.
Right.
So,
But like, it's quality stock, right, man? So it's like,
okay.
Yes, honey, your stock is very much quality. And, you know, I'm really glad that our daughters have it. But I don't want to give your quality stock to somebody else that we're good friends with.
Yeah.
Could Shayna, and we're going to get a jury in here because I'm really confused. Like when he was talking, I'm like, no brainer. And now I'm like, wow, this is weird and creepy. But could he give his swimmers to a stranger? Would you be okay with him doing that?
If he needed to donate to a sperm bank, that's fine. Because the likelihood of us coming across these people and the likelihood of us having dinner on Friday night with these people is slim to none.
Right.
Like you don't contact your donor. It's like one and done and that's it.
Gotcha. So,
but we're such good friends with this couple that like,
okay,
we'd be hanging out with his offspring.
I was going to say too. Yeah. And in your mind too, Shayna, is it like your husband, Daniel, hooked up with your bestie or they had some sort of, they have a thing together that you'd.
There is a connection.
Yeah. A connection. Yeah.
It's more like there's a third child of his. And we're the ones married, and if we wanted a third child, we would have a third child together.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
But if you guys had a third child, it'd actually be his fourth.
Wow.
Weird. Okay. Starting to see both sides. Hey, guys, hang on. We're going to get a jury for you. Don't move.
I never thought about any of that.
If you'd give him a kidney, why wouldn't you give him this? Because the kidney doesn't, you don't see evidence. I get it, but I don't. It seems weird because he said yes. It's weird to go back and go, yeah, my wife said I couldn't do it.
Kind of, right? But that's something you have to discuss together. Yes. He screwed up by just flipping
going, of course, man.
But I get it, though, because that's what his reaction would be to a best buddy.
You ask me for something.
And it's his. It's his body. But it affects both of them.
It does.
I never thought about that kid will look
but
like
that. But what if the baby doesn't? Because like then some babies.
That was her concern. Then you're off the hook. Then she shouldn't have a problem with it. Right?
There's no way to know till the baby gets cooked.
Mm.
Like 9 months later, you're going to go, yep, looks just like him.
And then real quick, I'm always focused on the legal ramifications and this blowing up my face down the road where now suddenly I donated some stuff and now I'm legally responsible for the child. That can't blow up here in his face.
I don't think so.
They'll make sure that's
you
taken.
You would sign like something that says, I'm merely donating this for the purpose of you having a child between you and your husband.
Because we had real quickly that story of the guy that donated his stuff. He ended up buying a gift for that baby later on and that made him the
It made him culpable somehow for the,
So they better figure all that out. Yeah. Well, it sounds like he's not even going to get that far because Shayna's just
vetoed it.
Yes.
But you asked the zillion-dollar question. Is it his body? Can he do what he wants with his swimmers? Clearly, he's deferring to his wife's judgment as well. But
as that's a decision.
It is, but it's still his.
It is his. Yeah,
it's his stuff. If he wanted to give his best friend his kidney, he could. So can he give him a bag full of swimmers?
Okay.
Not just at a Walmart parking lot, but actually probably at a medical facility.
Craigslist transaction.
Here's what's happening. I got one of the Flex Seal bags. Okay, so it's Daniel wants to give his best friend some high quality,
which
swimmers,
is honorable, and that's awesome
because his friend's swimmers aren't working.
Yeah,
and Shayna's like, this isn't going to work. We see them too much.
Yeah, plus those swimmers, that's for our family.
What side do you take, Natasha?
Yay!
Yay!
So my husband donated a couple years ago. He's got two beautiful children, beautiful little boys, and I think it's amazing that he was able to do that. And it's, you know, they have their paperwork signed off and everything, and it's a great thing to be able to help a friend out.
So he did donate to a friend. You get to see these kids.
Yep, I've met them a couple times, and we're actually getting ready to move out, like right near where they are.
And it's not weird.
Yeah, I mean, and without that donation, they wouldn't have those kids, you know?
Wow. Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's the person that wasn't able to, and some sperm banks can be really expensive. Like, you don't know all the genetics of what's going on. It's nice for them, you know, when they grow up, be like, okay, well, what if I want to know who the dad is type thing?
It's him! He's right there!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow. Natasha, you're not saying that people go to the banks, the donor areas, that those kids still wouldn't be beautiful. You're not saying that.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah. But if I was having issues and I had a friend, I would go with a friend first.
Okay.
100%.
Thank you for the call, Natasha. Sarah.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm with the wife.
Shane.
Okay. Super sperm aside. I think the thing to think about is, regardless of contracts or agreements to consider, is if a friendship doesn't last, there's going to be an emotional connection to that child that can impact.
Wow.
And I think that could impact the relationship and the child long term, and that would be heartbreaking.
Never thought of that.
I was thinking that, but like, I didn't want to say anything to jinx our friendship with our friends.
Oh,
but that's
wow.
Definitely something that was in the back of my mind.
Thank you.
That's so true. You got to force to be friends. You got to make
a couple more jury members here. And Carissa. Carissa,
Yay.
You there?
Yeah.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Daniel's side.
Thank you.
I kind of feel I'm on the lines of this woman and this family really want a child. And like she said before, if you can give someone that, that's like a really awesome gift. And I think that if he's going to be possibly the godfather anyways, there would be a connection with the child regardless of if it was.
Yeah, it won't be a physical connection.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you for the vote, Carissa.
Yeah.
Let's see, Becca. Becca.
Yay.
Yay.
I am on Team Shayna.
Why?
Because, and I'm on Team Shayna because the level, you guys already have kids. And so now there's a third kid that comes up, and I appreciate all the adult perspective. And how are your girls going to feel when their half-sister stays somewhere else and they want to know her? And then she wants to come to you. And y'all are going to probably parent different than your friend's parent. And when your biological child finds out she could be living on this side of the ocean with two other siblings, like, I just think that the unknown is that child and your children. And my last two points are, healthy people have unhealthy babies all the time, so that's not a guarantee. And beautiful people have ugly babies. So think about your kids, think about that kid. Team Shayna.
It can happen.
Nice, yeah. Becca.
Thank you for the call. We're going to get one more in here, but we don't want you to, this doesn't sway the overall tally. Kelly.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay.
So, yeah, I kind of take something of Shayna's side, but I just kind of want to open up the big picture here more. The child who will be born, right?
Yeah.
So who are all these selfish adults making these decisions that ultimately ends up being the life of a child? It is a life you're talking about. It's not these decisions, oh, I want, I need, I get. It is a life that you are making and will be ending up with for an entire lifetime.
Yeah.
So despite the friendships, you know, that are going to happen, I mean, you're taking into account there are several different ways to be able to have children. Not only, you know, there's IVF, there's artificial insemination. I realize he has bad swimmers, but there are other ways. We've gone through it. I have it on both sides. I've been through IVF, have kids of my own. I have adopted siblings. I have half siblings. And I also just found out 2 years ago that I have a sister that my parents gave up for adoption.
Good Lord.
And she came back and found us.
Next time we're talking about like adoption and all sorts of, we're just going to keep your number on file for
send them your way.
Thank you for the call. Here's the deal, guys. We've never seen it before. Facebook's still the same?
It is right down the middle.
And on our phones, it is 5-5.
Dang.
So has either of you been moved to give in any ground, or are you going to stick to this and not make a decision today?
I mean, I'm pretty stuck on no, but I'm like, we also haven't talked to our friends really in person about it. And
yeah, I mean,
I don't know what their ideas are. I really think we need to talk to them too. And have a more of a conversation than just, you know, I want, this is what I want. And like hearing other people calling in and talking, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not moved to push to, yeah, go ahead, but I am pushed to, you know, have more conversation with it, because it is a big decision, and I don't think we can make a decision right this second.
Is that enough for you, Daniel?
Talking more.
I mean, it's definitely, I was trying to listen. I was trying to be good, guys, and, you know, really, like, take what these people were saying. And, yeah, there's some legitimacies that we absolutely, you know, got to kind of hammer out.
Okay.
You know, about like, do we tell them before they're 18, you know, stuff like that. You know, are they going to catch on? Is this ultimately, you know, the best decision just because I'm helping create a kid? And I don't know, Shane, at least we have our own kids. And, you know, I think it'd be different if we didn't. And all of a sudden I have another, you know, kid pops up.
That would be weird.
Big time.
You guys, you guys sound like such a good couple.
You are, both of you.
Hang on there.
Thanks for coming on.
Awesome.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
They're clearly going to be mulling this over. Yeah. So any way you can reach out to us, give them more advice, we would take it.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.